Hi everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Hey, where did I put my tennis racket? I heard we're playing tennis today.
Well, I don't know if we're going to play tennis, Peter, but we are going to talk about it today. Hi friends, my name is Anna, and today is Saturday, so we're going to review the things we talked about this week.
That's right. Tony Tennis joined Rob's show and told us about the sport. Then don't forget about that tennis match either. And we had a talk about it lesson.
That's right. It is about two friends that have a fight. Apologizing is difficult, but it is important. Then we practice taking pictures.
Wow, there is a lot. So let's get reviewing. We can watch all the lessons and features we have this week. Let's watch together.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. We have a very special person with us today. Welcome to the show, Tony Tennis.
Thank you, Rob.
Tony, what is your job?
Well, I'm a tennis coach. I'm also a professional tennis player.
Do you practice tennis every day?
Yes, I do. Sometimes I practice twice a day.
Do you take tennis lessons?
No, not anymore. But I watch other professional players on TV. They play so well.
So, how can people learn tennis?
They can practice every day.
Tennis isn't easy, so they need to practice a lot.
Right. People can hit balls with their rackets. They can swing their rackets in many different ways.
Do you love your job?
Yes, I do. Practice is hard work, but tennis matches are so much fun.
And you teach other people about tennis, too.
That's right. Athletes work hard, but we have fun jobs.
Thanks for coming, Tony. Well, that's it for now. See you next time.
Susie, why are you wearing a hat?
I'm going outside. Rob and I have to record a report.
Where are you going for your report?
We're going to the tennis court by the river.
Oh, is there a tennis match today?
There's more than one match. There's a big tennis tournament. Many famous tennis players will be there.
Cool. Have fun, Susie.
Welcome to the Summer Tennis Tournament. We have some great tennis players with us today.
King and Rogers are playing their second match. King is really great. He won the first match, but Rogers is still playing hard.
Look, the ball didn't bounce inside the white lines. That means Rogers gets a point.
Who will win? Let's keep watching.
That was an exciting tennis match between King and Rogers.
Rogers almost lost, but he didn't give up. And in the end, Rogers won.
He was amazing. It was fun to watch him.
Yes, tennis is a really great sport.
I have a good idea. Let's play tennis sometime.
Are you sure you want to lose?
Neil stared at his phone. He had missed a lot of texts and calls. They were all from his best friend, Jesse. Jesse had texted, "Where are you?" and "Are you coming?" Neil had missed Jesse's birthday party last night. Someone had given Neil free tickets to a rock concert, so he went to the concert. He thought Jesse would understand. But Jesse was probably upset. Now Neil felt really bad. The next day, Neil saw Jesse in class. Neil tried to talk to him, but Jesse didn't want to listen. Even when Neil apologized, Jesse was still mad.
"You're so selfish,"
Jesse said before walking away. Jesse wouldn't talk to or answer Neil's phone calls for over a week. Neil felt terrible about making the wrong choice, but Jesse wouldn't forgive him. Neil apologized again and again, but it didn't help. Would Jesse ever forgive Neil? Neil didn't want to lose their friendship, but he didn't know what he could do to fix this problem. Should he give Jesse a gift or do something nice for him? Or maybe Neil should wait for Jesse to do something. But Neil was afraid he never would. What would you do?
Hey, Alex. What are you doing?
I'm looking at some pictures. I took them last weekend.
Where did you take them?
I went hiking in the forest. I took some great pictures, I thought.
But they're not great?
No, look at them. They're too dark. You can't see the subject.
You're right. What is the subject?
A deer.
Oh, I see it. But it's pretty far away.
Yeah, I needed to get closer.
Right. Fill the frame with your subject. Then you won't waste any space in your picture.
That's a good point.
To be a good photographer, you need to take a lot of pictures.
I need more practice. I will shoot more pictures.
That's a great way to improve.
Susie, do you take a lot of pictures?
I don't take many on a camera. I take them on my phone, though.
I'm trying to take good pictures. Do you have any tips?
Don't be in a hurry.
What do you mean?
Plan your picture. Think about how to frame it. Think about the light, too.
Thanks. Those are good tips. Do you want to see some pictures, Abby?
Sure, Alex. Did you take them yourself?
Yes, I went to the park yesterday after work and took them.
Let me see them. Oh, this is a great action shot.
Thank you. I watched those two basketball players play for a long time, but I did get a good picture of one guy jumping into the air.
You really did.
Hey, Taylor, do you like to take pictures?
I do, sometimes, but it's not really my hobby. Why do you ask?
Alex is getting into photography, so I've been thinking about it.
Do you like to take pictures? Are you interested in photography?
No, not really. I don't take too many pictures.
Yeah, I only take pictures when I'm on vacation. I'm glad we went for a walk, Susie.
Me too. Hey, what's that over there in the distance?
It looks like an eagle.
I'm going to try to take a picture of it with my phone.
It's pretty far away.
I can try to take one. Well, that's not a very good picture.
Oh, well, we both have a picture of it in our minds.
Okay, everyone. Isn't it great to see all those lessons and features? Now, in this part of the show, we will ask you some questions, and you can answer them. Anna will answer with me right here, but you can answer at home, too.
Right. So, Peter, what's the question? I'm ready.
Okay. In our lesson about tennis, there was a tennis tournament. Who won the tennis match? Rob and Susie reported the game. Remember?
Oh, yeah, I do remember. King almost won, but Rogers won in the end.
Wow, you're really good at this. How did you know the answer?
Well, I really like watching the show, Peter. I enjoyed learning about taking pictures, too. Our friend Alex is getting into photography, and he's taking a lot of pictures.
Yes, he is. I remember he took a picture of a deer. But that picture was too dark. Then he got much better at taking pictures.
That's right, Peter. He practiced more and more. He got a great action shot. What was it?
Oh, I think I know this. He took pictures at a basketball game, right? Oh, it was a basketball player jumping into the air.
That's what it was. Well, we learned a lot this week, didn't we? Now it's time to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Our Talk About It lesson was really important this month. Remember, Neil missed Jesse's birthday party? Do you remember why he missed the birthday party?
Well, he went to a rock concert instead. Okay, friends, now it's time to watch the features one more time.
Welcome to Jack's File. I'm Jack, and I'm going to take a trip in my car. I'm driving to a new city. I've never been there before. How will I find it? I'm going to use a map. Okay. I'm going to drive down this highway first. Then I will turn on this highway and I will get to the city. How long will it take me to get there? I don't know, but I'll find out. There are many kinds of maps. Maps show you how to get to a place. You can use a map in a shopping mall to find a store. You can use a map of a town to find a street. You can use a map of a country to find roads, cities, or famous sites. And you can use a map of the world to find your country or home. It's good to know how to use a map. When you use a map, you won't get lost. Some people don't use maps. They just use a GPS. That isn't always a good idea. Sometimes the directions from a GPS are not correct. Then you can get in trouble. If you must use a GPS, have a map too. Then you really won't get lost. I'm ready for my trip. I looked at the map and plan my route, the way I'm going to drive. I think it will take me about 3 hours to get to the city, but it might take longer if there's too much traffic on the road. I will take the map with me, then I can go a different way if I need to.
I'll have fun. I love to drive my car. I just need to do one more thing. Put gas in my car.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about photography, and here to answer my question is Mr. Paparazzi. Hello, Mr.
Hold on. Yep, that's a good one. Hi.
Hello, Mr. Razzi. Thanks for coming on our show.
Well, thanks for having me, Rob.
Mr. Razzi, you are a photographer, right?
That's right. I take pictures, and then I sell them to newspapers, magazines, and websites.
Then you're the perfect person to answer our question. Our question today comes from Alex Chan of Kingston, Jamaica. Alex writes, I recently bought a new camera. Can you give me some tips on how to take better pictures?
Well, that's a great question, Alex. There are many things photographers do to get a good photo.
What are some of the most important?
Well, light is the most important thing to think about when you take a photo. Too much light and your photo will look too bright. If you don't have enough light, your photo will look too dark. Kind of like this room. Ah. Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome. So, we need to have the right amount of light.
That's right. The best time to take photos outside is in the morning, right after the sun comes up, and in the evening, right before the sun goes down.
Oh, I know. The light is not too bright at that time.
Exactly. Now, another tip is to choose a clear subject.
What is a subject?
Well, your subject is the person or thing you want to take a photo of.
Oh, I see. Okay, the subject.
Make sure the subject is clear in the photo.
I understand.
Also, try to fill your frame with the subject. Then people can know what the picture is about.
Oh, that's very true. Thanks for your advice today, Mr. Razzi. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
you going out again?
Well, honey, I'm going out to see my friends.
But you went out with your friends last night.
Well, those were different friends.
And the night before?
They were my other friends.
You have too many friends. You never have time for me, your wife.
Oh, honey, don't cry. I don't think that there are, well, too many is a lot of... I don't really have... Man, I need Super Sentence Man.
Always here when you call. Yes, I am Super Sentence Man, and today's Super Sentence is I don't something too many something else. You want to say, I don't have too many friends.
Exactly. Thank you, honey. I don't have too many friends.
Great. Now, just for fun, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Sure. I don't read too many books.
I don't read too many books.
That's because he's always out with his friends.
Well, what about you? Can you give me this super sentence in your own way?
Okay. I don't try too many new things.
I don't try too many new things.
Oh, that's because she always stays at home.
Well, you are both really good at sharing super sentences. You know, what's your name again?
Dennis.
Dennis, maybe you should spend some time with your wife?
Well, maybe,
Yeah, and always remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Honey, I don't have too many friends, but I have decided not to go out with my friends tonight.
Oh, really? This is wonderful news.
Yeah, instead, my friends are coming over here to see us. Come on in, guys.
Oh,
yeah, Bryce is here. All right, the game is on. Hey, it's something new. All right, when the game is on.
And that's the end of another review lesson today. Thanks for joining us here in the LTE TV studios.
Yes, we always love to have you here with us, but it's also important to review the things that you've learned. Then you'll remember everything for a long time.
So make sure to come back on Monday because we will have a new show for you. We hope to see you then right here on...
Let's talk in English!